Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, folks. Troy Dooley here with Radio for Your Mind. Sorry we're a few seconds late. Actually was having a little bit of an issue getting into our Blog Talk Radio switchboard this morning. Maybe they are a little bit frozen. I think they're out of New York, so I know it is blistery cold up there. Hope everybody had an awesome, awesome weekend. I know that we did. Had some great time, as you guys know, last week. We had our first grandson born, Dylan Adam Tyler Dooley. And I tell you, I'm excited. Went over for the first time I got to see him. I was at it all last week, but it was great because I literally got to go and hang out and see the little guy this weekend. And that is just truly tremendous when you get that opportunity. And little ones, male or female, are so precious whenever they come into this world. And obviously they grow up to be adults, and sometimes they get a little wild and crazy. But in this case, we are thoroughly excited about it. And the reason I'm bringing it up so much this morning is it has to do with trust. You know, that little guy is learning to trust his mom and his dad. He's learning that when he cries, when he's hungry, his mom can feed him. Daddy's there to clean his bottom and to help cuddle him and hold him. And trust is what every relationship is built off of. We're on the sixth trust in James Coos and Barry Posner's book, The Truth About Leadership, The No Fads, Heart of the Matter, Facts You Need to Know. And this is just rock solid. Truth rules. That's how this chapter starts out. And when we analyze this, when we think about it, you know, if you're studying leadership, if you want to lead your team, this is what it's about. Listen to what the guys write here. In a 2009 international study, the majority of people said they trust a stranger more than they trust their boss. Now think about that for a second. They trust a stranger more than they trust the boss. This means that if you're leading in any shape or form, it doesn't matter if it's direct selling, if it's a mid-level management, a CEO, a store manager at a Quick Trip or a Target or a Walmart, it means there's a good chance that the people you lead are less likely to trust you than they do the people that are coming into the store. So the question we've got to ask ourselves personally that we've got to look deep inside is, what's our credibility like? See, credibility is the foundation of leadership. We said that trustworthy is an essential component of credibility. This means that if people don't trust you, they won't believe what you say. Over the weekend, I received an email over at Facebook. It said, Troy, do you know the truth about Ignite 360? And I snicker a little bit anytime somebody wants to do that. You know, you get so many people that will do that. And I wrote back and said, I pretty much do. I've been following them for 10 years. You know, but if you want to talk, we can definitely talk. You know, they're an open book. And it's this type of stuff that you will see. People will hear things out there on the internet. They will hear propaganda, purported truths, and it's a person like this individual who said, I need to talk to you, where truth will rule. See, people want to know there's credibility. Think about what it means to the organization. You know, if you want the performance in your organization to increase, it's about trust. When I think of some of the greatest leaders in the world, not just in sales, I'm talking about in the world, trust rules. We find it the most prevalent is not in politics, is not in business, but it's in the military and it's in sports. Especially in the military. When you see trust in the military, when the troops trust their officers, they will go beyond what is normal. Major Fenton probably made the biggest impact in my life. He was what we called an old Mustanger. Means he started as a non-commissioned officer, just a grunt, and worked his way up and became a commissioned officer. We would bust our butt for this man. And he'd go into the headquarters, buy some beer, some cigars. He'd come back out into the desert. We'd have already dug the holes and started the fire, and we would sit around as he would share with us, not stories of war. He would share with us what we need to do to be men, to be leaders, both inside and outside of the court. If you don't think we weren't willing to fight for this man, you're nuts. We'd do anything. He ended up getting meritorious masses himself because of the fact that his unit was willing to go beyond the call of duty. This is what it's about, folks. Listen to this. High-trust organizations have been shown to outperform low-trust organizations by 286% in total returns to stockholders. Now, you may say, Troy, we're with a private corporation. This is the misnomer that I see a lot of times in sales organizations, especially in direct selling. You'll hear this thing say, well, we don't have shareholders. We're privately held. We don't have shareholders to answer to. And I start laughing because it's like, that's wrong. There's not you got two types of companies, like a non-profit and profit. That's making it really simple, but I mean, basically, that's what you have: nonprofit and profit. If you're not a nonprofit company, you're a profitable company. That's your goal anyway. That means you have shareholders. Even private corporations, not publicly traded on any stock exchange, have shareholders, bondholders sometimes, and vendors and lenders and everything else. So, for a company to gain trust, and it showed that they outperformed by 286%, it's no wonder that certain companies out there, we all hear about it, it's no wonder that Chick-fil-A, a privately held, for-profit corporation, is the largest privately held fast food chain in the world that does $1 billion a year in sales. And they're closed on Sunday. They're only open 6 days a week. That's pretty powerful when you think about it. That's pretty rock solid. You've got to build trust. A PricewaterhouseCoopers study of corporate innovation among the Financial Times 100 shows that the number one differentiating factor between the top innovators and the bottom innovators was trust. Guys, that means that if people don't trust you, your organization is likely to underperform and possibly go belly up. It's not saying that there's not other factors, but trust. Credibility is the key. Listen to this. Jill Cleveland found this out firsthand. The first order of business when she became the finance manager at Apple was to learn to trust her employees. After being responsible only for me for so long, it was very difficult to have to relinquish control. But I understood that in order for my employees and thus myself to be successful, I needed to develop a cohesive and collaborative team, beginning with trust as the framework. If you're going to have the same success that Jill and the other leaders that we've studied, then you're going to have to build cohesive teams, and you've got to build trust. I do that at Ignite 6. You know, it's a big, big deal to me. So I've got two gals that work really close with me, Laura and Vicky, and you hear me talk about them all the time. I write anything I do, not only can they question me, they can change it. Because I believe that they have the expertise and they have the shared vision with me to protect the overall reputation of the company. And they're going to do everything in their power to make us all look good. Not me look good, us all look good. I'm constantly trying to do things. I do this with all of our team members, but those two in particular, because they work so closely with me. See, this is the key about what we do. The truth is that trust rules. Trust rules your personal credibility. It will rule the corporate relationship. Trust rules your ability to get things done. It rules your team's cohesiveness. It rules your organization's innovativeness and performance. Trust rules your brand image. It's plain and simple. Last week was a very challenging week for us at Ignite because we were moving servers to a brand new data center, very secure, upper end, very robust. And, you know, a lot of little details about techie stuff y'all don't care about. But I put out a video. Sadly, I put out the video a week later than it should have been out, and that was nobody's fault but my own. Plain and simple. but I put the video out and I shared what had happened. I shared the excitement of why it was so important that we do this. It's what sets people apart. It's what allows them to grow. It's what allows them to become a better corporation because we're taking care of all their technology. Well, guess what? The same thing rules with you. You have to build that trust. You've got to get it out there. You've got to let people know what's going on. Customers have to trust you. Your employees have to trust you. Your sales force have to trust you. Your vendors have to trust you. My church is great at this. Eric Parton and the crew that he has that works with him day and night building this church that they launched 5 years ago. It's been fun being a part of this. But we have relationships with the Rave Theaters out of Dallas, Texas. And one of the things that we wanted to do in doing research, Eric realized, you know what, a lot of times people don't want to do church business with church startups, just like they don't want to do business with business startups, because they tend to fail. Well, guess what he did? He said, I'll start paying in advance. So we take care of all of our responsibilities with the Rave Theater, where we meet here in Destin, in advance, so that Dallas can see we are here for the long term. See, that's key. We did this again this year. We met with a great, great developer and a wonderful businessman here in town, Jay Oden. He owns a building over on the mainland, Fort Walton Beach. And when we struck the deal with him, we did it for a 10-year lease to build out a brand new church in the mainland. See, we build trust. This month, we have built trust with the community over the last 5 years. That now when there's something going on, they call and say, do you have some volunteers that can help out? Because we believe in going beyond the call of duty and building trust all the way across the board. We don't ask for anything back. We don't go out there and try to tell them they're going to hell in a handbasket on stuff. What we do is we just want to care about them. So now we're flying in one of the big time, the guy that's lost all the weight on The Biggest Loser, 230-some-odd pounds. He's coming in. He's going to run a 5K. We're going to be taking care of this Chamber of Commerce and doing some great stuff because we care. You have to build trust. Trust comes before following. It's that plain and simple. If you don't have people if you want people to follow you, you got to build trust. Listen to what the guys wrote. Researchers have found that the level of trust that constituents have in their leader determines the amount of influence they are willing to accept. If you want to be able to lead and have people following you willingly, then what you have to do is build trust. You have to give trust before you can expect trust from others. And I know you guys probably get tired of me redundantly talking about Ignite 360 right now, but it's just what's in my life. And I remember, even before I accepted the position, Dennis was talking to me about some other things. I said, Dennis, I've never built the giant organizations that you hear about in network marketing, in direct sales as a whole. But I do build organizations that have very little zeros because I believe in bringing on people that really see it, have a shared purpose and a passion, have my same values, who want to build something big. That's what it takes, folks. In an experiment on the impact of trust on group problem solving, leaders in a high trust condition had greater influence on group members and were more willing to accept influence by group members than were leaders in low trust organizations. Listen to this here. This is big, and this is the one I told you about. Studies involving soldiers in combat in Iraq found that the more the soldiers trusted their platoon leaders, the more willing they were to accept their leader's influence concerning their motivations to become a better group of members, strive for excellence, and improve as a person. Even in a traditional command and control environment, trust comes first and following becomes second, not the other way around. Trust motivates people to go beyond mere complacence or competence with authority. So you've got to be able to move forward. It motivates them to reach for their best inside themselves, their team, and their organization. There's a very powerful message that we all should pay attention to here. Trust. Trust is the final key. Trust is what it takes It's the only way to do it. Even if you're a CEO or a president coming in, or in my case, a senior vice president coming into an organization that's already been established, trust is the most important part. Listen to what Wilson Rickerson, president of Rickerson Energy, says. Build our relationship on trust, and he made it clear that he was willing to take the first step. I was excited to work with him because I felt that he trusted my abilities. Not only did I feel compelled to reciprocate his trust, but I also felt empowered to explore new avenues. This is what one of his employees said after he came in and said, I trust you guys, let's go build something. When you build trust, the sky truly is the limit. Here's another thing that might be interesting to you. You ask people to risk all the time. In direct selling especially, it's a bunch of volunteers out there trying to make a living. It's a bunch of independent entrepreneurs trying to do something right. I find it interesting that most of the time we don't focus on trust. I believe the greatest organizations in any direct selling, real estate, insurance, doesn't matter what it is, it's all that trust. Because if you want people to risk putting their reputations on the line, risk putting their financial future on the line, risk putting their family's savings on the line, then you've got to build trust. When people feel secure because they trust that you and the organization will protect their welfare, they can focus their energies on meeting higher order needs, such as forming strong and cohesive relationships, mastering tasks, achieving organizational objectives, and gaining a greater sense of self-efficiency. They'll learn new skills, the knowledge and the wisdom necessary to prepare for future assignments, and pursuing activities that promote growth and develop innate potential. See, this is what happens when you build the trust. John Maxwell said this for years. Todd Duncan wrote a whole book called High Trust. But you have to ante up first. See, trust and credibility starts at the top, but it's the very foundational principle that even in the sales process. If the end user, if that prospect that you're talking to, whether you want them to become a business partner or a consumer of your product or service, it all starts with trust. Trust is the framework that supports all relationships, period. Happens in your marriage, happens when you're dating. Most people this weekend watched all the football games. I happened to watch Hallmark Channel because they had all these romance movies on, and I'm married to a romance novelist. I love them. I think they're great movies to watch. I probably wouldn't send a campfire with a bunch of Marines watching romance movies, but I will with my wife. And it's fun to see how trust is always the foundation to the relationships. It builds the structure. It begins with one person taking a risk to open up to another. If you're the leader in the relationship, that person needs to be you. You need to ante it up first. You need to be out there driving the trust factor. It's a scary proposition. Look, we've all got the I've been screwed syndrome. We've opened up and then somebody has screwed us. Look, let's just be realistic on this thing. This is the most uncomfortable thing to do. You share something with a girlfriend and she goes and blabs. You share it with your husband, and he tells Johnny, and Johnny tells Susie, and Susie tells the whole, disparaging lane or whatever it's called from the desperate housewife. The whole town knows. Who cares? I had a conversation the other day with a business partner of mine. He said, Troy, if we do what you're saying, there's people who could abuse it. And I said, sure there is. But we got to start first. We got to trust them. Trust starts with us, not with them. It's not a dog-eat-dog world. See, sometimes people will look at me and say, Troy, I don't know, your values seem to conflict. You know, you got redneck stickers on your truck, you have the American flag, you know, you're supportive of the troops, and that you talk about peace and mediation all the time. Heck, yeah, who wants to die? Just because you're willing to die for what you stand for don't mean you want to. In the Marine Corps, we had a saying, shoot them all, let God work it out. And although I don't tend to move too far from that when we're talking about the enemy of the state, when it comes to people that we interact with, we need to treat them like we want to be treated. So let's trust them first. See, when you trust, obviously you're taking a chance. You're betting that others will keep you safe, that they will take care of the information you communicate, the resources you allocate, and the feelings you share. But every now and then, it's not going to happen. You're putting your influence at risk. In some cases, if you're the investor, you're putting your money at risk. Your dreams are aligned. And in the beginning, there's absolutely no guarantee that if you trust first that they will reciprocate. But I guarantee you that it's the foundation. Listen to what the guys write. You have to be the first to trust. You have to go first, because people who demonstrate trust in others are seen as more trustworthy themselves. See, it's all too common that we hear this phrase, if he doesn't trust me, why should I trust him? And that's the key right there. There was a time in my marriage I really screwed up. Paige and I married about 5 years, and I just screwed it up. To earn back her trust, I trusted her first. It took a few years, but she learned to trust me back. Sometimes you just got to put it out on the line. You've got to hope it's going to work. There's a company out there, and you've heard me share about them before, USAA. They truly believe trust. They're the ones that take care of our military worldwide. They have 5.5 million members in the military that use their services. They have 22,000 employees. They manage over $96 billion in assets, and their focus is always customer service. And the fun thing is that when you look at your frontline people, that's where everything starts. It's not about the policies and procedures. It's about your frontline people. And they have one motto: we believe our members. That's it. And as a simple example, when a member calls and says, my child is 16 and is a high school honor student, they can get a discount on their insurance, their auto insurance, USAA doesn't ask them to turn in a grade card or anything like that. They say, okay. Because they believe that you trust members until they give you a reason not to trust them. You don't automatically say, you're lying, send me proof. Give me that doctor's slip, you know what I mean? It's all about believing from the bottom to the top, from the top to the bottom. You have to show that you can be trusted first, and then other people will trust you. They will build upon that. See, I believe that's the key to everything that we do. The boys tell a story about how a team trust, they went on a rappelling mission into a cave, and the leader of their rappel group said, I want to show you that you're going to be safe with me as your leader. He got the heaviest person, got them all taken care of, and raised them up in the air 5 or 6 feet. And he starts talking about, in this case, she started talking about this big old boy and how the way that the harness works and all safety gear and how the lines are super strong. And she brought out a knife and started cutting the rope one strand at a time. All this while she was talking, all this while the heaviest guy in the group was suspended 5-6 feet off the ground. She got down to the last strand and it held his weight while she finished her talk. Everybody realized they could trust not just her but the equipment. So you got to trust first. This old adage we used to use it in the military, you know, is you know, you all need to know basis. Well, that's kind of antiquated with a bunch of other garbage that's out there. It's not a need to know. It's a need to share. If you want your team to trust you, share with them the good, bad, and the ugly. I listened to Bo Short and Ty Tribble this last week, two great, great leaders, direct selling. The company that they were representing had shut its doors just like that. Just put up on the website, we're closed. In doing that, it left their organization wondering if they were going to get their last paychecks, wondering what the future would hold. Bo and Bo and Ty. They just got on the phone, said, don't you sweat it. Within 5 days, we'll have a new company. And they got their leaders on and started sharing about how good their leaders were and how they trusted their leaders. And the leaders would go on and say how we trust our people and on and on and on. It was so rocking solid to see because this team's holding together all because of trust. Here's four things you got to keep in mind as we shut down for the day when it comes to trust. These are actions that you must take. Here's the deal. Behave predictably and consistently. See, when you're reliable and others know they can count on you, then your words and your action will have greater power and influence over them. Predictability is also about consistency. Consistency means that the same personal values and organizational aim will influence what you say and do. You're on board just like him. Second thing that you want to look at. Communicate clearly. See, when you make statements about your intentions, they may be tentative to you, but your field force and your employees and your customers may see them as promises. So you need to articulate everything that you say, because when you're clear about what you mean, there's less chance that others will find your statements misleading. That's important, folks. When you make a promise, treat your promises seriously. The more seriously you treat your own commitments, the more seriously others will treat them. My kids, my wife knows, if I say, I promise we're going to do this, then we'll do that. Period. If I use the word promise, this is important to them and they know it. They know where I stand. Problems arise when people have different perceptions of the importance of both your words and the circumstances. Now all of a sudden you're trying to justify yourself and you don't do that. The fourth thing, be forthright and candid. Don't blow smoke. Don't try to sugarcoat it. Just get out there and tell others what's going on. Doesn't matter how bad it is or how good. Just be honest. Just be open. Just tell them. In closing, the truth is that trust rules. Getting people to work together begins with building mutual trust. Before asking for trust from others, you must demonstrate your own trust in them. That means take the risk of disclosing what you stand for, values, wants, hope for, and you're willing or unwilling to do. You also have to be predictable and consistent in your actions, forthright, candid, and clear in your communications. You've got to be serious about your promises. And as we've talked about so many times, leaders are far better served when they are forthcoming with information. There's nothing more destructive to trust than deceit, and nothing more enter. You've got to be focused. Gosh, this is a great book. Tomorrow, Challenge is Crucible for Greatness, the 7th of 10 in the book, The Truth About Leadership. It's going to be great. Folks, live life like it's an epic adventure. I'll see you at the top. Be back with me tomorrow morning right here for Radio for Your Mind. Bye now.